No single document has more fully captured the attention of the Gentile world than the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. In Japan alone, where most of the 120 million Japanese residents have never even once met a Jew, publications of the Protocols have topped the bestseller lists. Although many, including yours truly, have made a strong written case proving the authenticity of the Protocols, to those who protest the Protocols of Zion is a forgery, Henry Ford replied, "They fit what's going on now." And it was Henry Ford who in the early 1920s exposed the threat that the Protocols posed to Christian society in a series of articles entitled The International Jew, which he published in his Dearborn Independent newspaper. In successive installments, Ford brought to light Jewry's penetration of every aspect of America's infrastructure, culture, education, finance, politics, and the press, in order to illustrate the Protocols' program to subvert Christian morality, sensibilities, and influence. Let's now examine a sampling of the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion to see if they do indeed fit what's going on now. Beginning with the plan to control culture and education, Protocol number 9 states, "We will corrupt the youth of the Goyim by rearing them in principles which are known to us as false." Can we not see a fulfillment of this in our public schools and mainstream media? The American Federation of Teachers, founded by Albert Shankar, now led by Randy Weingarten, and the Anti-Defamation League, through their Early Childhood Institute, are filling young people's minds whose sexuality has not even yet budded with homosexuality and lesbianism. And in the media, one need look no further than Sumner Redstone's Born Murray Rothstein, MTV, and his homosexual television channel, Logo, which bombards our youth with the glorification of fornication and sexual perversion. Turning to the political realm, Protocol number 10 states, "We were the first to cry, liberty, equality, fraternity. When we introduced into state organisms the poison of liberalism, states have been seized with a mortal illness." Surely, Protocol 10's fulfillment can be seen with the final overthrow of Christian monarchies during World War I. The aftermath of the war saw the balkanization of the Austrian Empire, and with the murder of Tsar Nicholas II by Jewish Bolsheviks, the reign of godless communism was established. Finally, in the social realm, Protocol number 14 states, "When we come into our kingdom, it will be undesirable that there should exist any other religion than ours as the chosen people. We shall forbid Christ." One needs only to see what has happened to Christmas for proof of this protocol's fulfillment. Public displays of nativity scenes have become illegal via the lie, separation of church and state, and declarations of Merry Christmas have been litigated away by the high-paid lawyers of the Jewish-run and funded ACLU. Instead, a 40-foot Hanukkah menorah scars the White House lawn, lit every December by Talmudic rabbis, accompanied by a prominent head of state. And nowhere to be found is an ACLU lawyer litigating against the nationalization of the religion of Judaism, exactly as Protocol number 14 calls for. If the Protocols of Zion fit what was going on in Henry Ford's day, how much more today, some 90 years later, do they fit what's going on now? And if not stopped in its onward relentless advance, the agenda of the Learned Elders of Zion will destroy all that's left of Christianity, and in its place, a full-blown Jewification of the Western world will be our hapless plight.